Okay, good evening, everybody. So continuing on with our study of the third parak of Pirkei Avos, so we just had Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, so this is now Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus Omer, Shena shel Shachar, is a person who sleeps late in the morning, Ve'yayin shel Tzaraim, a person who becomes inebriated in the afternoon, Ve'sichas ha'yoladim, Sicha, we had it earlier in the first parak, Altar ba'sicha yama'isha bi'ishta omru, kal v'chomer be'ishas chavero. So sicha means to engage not in meaningful conversation, but in frivolous and vapid conversation. Yeshivas bate knesio shalamei haaretz motzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. Yeshivas bate knesio shalamei haaretz, that you're in the Beis HaKnesses, but you're with people who are not taking advantage of the opportunity, but people who are rather making, again, missing an opportunity, let's say, to do what you should do in shul, to daven, to learn, maybe to discuss an issue of chesed, and they're turning it into a moshev leitzim. All of this is motzi and es ha'adam min ha'olam. That's an expression that we've seen now many times in Chazal. We talked about it in terms of kina taiva v'kavod, motzi and es ha'adam min ha'olam. But again, it relates to this idea that here you have somebody who's engaged in an activity where they're sort of missing out what their purpose in the world should be. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know, it really is all about the missed opportunity. And I tried, like, to develop that idea, a person who's, you know, sleeping a lot or getting inebriated, or people, you know, who are engaging in frivolous conversation, or people who are getting together, even in the right place, but engaging nonsense. So Rabbeinu Yonah gives a mashal. He says, let's say you have a melech who invested $1,000 with a particular eved, and he, you know, goes and wastes it. So what's the chances that the melech is going to invest in that eved again? So if God gives us a certain amount of time, right, and we squander it, so what exactly is our claim to have more time? And that's what the Mishnah means when it says motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. Now, just one parenthetical note. It's interesting. The Bartanura says that sichas ha'yiladim, the third of the fourth categories here, is actually related to the family itself. It actually has to do with how one interacts with one's own children and not just with children in general. So the Bartanura is saying is that even those interactions should be calibrated to be meaningful interactions. Doesn't mean that you can't have fun, and the home needs to be a kind of a balance between an environment that cultivates values on the one hand, and on the other hand, a place where everybody can feel comfortable and protected and relaxed. God forbid that people, you know, shouldn't feel comfortable in their own home. But the Bartanura says, you know, very much along the lines of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the first parak, you know, when we talked about Altar Basichai Meishta, Biishto Amru, that a person is Ati Litein Es Hadin, Afilu Al Sicha Kala Bin Adam Viishto, that a person has a responsibility to conduct even that relationship with a certain degree of gravitas. So that's the idea here, Motzien Es Adam Ina Olam, in terms of the missed opportunity. But what I'd like to try to develop, with your permission, is sort of like an additional dimension here to those things that have been mentioned so far in the name of the Rishonim. So I think there's a kind of a trajectory in the Mishnah. So Shena Shel Shacharis, the Rishonim talk about a person's going to miss the Zman Tmilah, or a person's going to miss the Zman Kriyat Shema, but I don't think we have to be so technical about it. There are ways of missing an opportunity just by sleeping through them, right? The person isn't even sentient at that, you know, point in time. So that's obviously a very dramatic example of a missed opportunity. We're not talking about somebody who's sleeping because they need to be asleep right now because they, you know, are exhausted or, they're not well. We're talking about a person who's sleeping just to sort of pass the time instead of using the time in a productive manner. So that's the most extreme example. Then we have Yayin Shel Tzaraim. The person's actually awake, but they might as well not be awake because they're inebriated, so they can't think clearly and they can't be productive. And it's the middle of the day. It's one thing, you know, for a person to do that, quote-unquote, on the weekend. That's a whole different discussion. And certainly Shechruso Shel Lot and Shechruso Shel Noach and the Ramban's Kedoshim Tiyu come to mind. I'm not recommending it, but doing it in the middle of the day, which should be defined by malacha, by a person being involved in labor, Yetzei Adam Lefo'alo Lavodaso Ade Arev. So Yayin Shel Tzaharayim is certainly, again, the person is awake. It's more than being asleep. That was category number one. The person is awake, but he might as well not be. And number three, Sichas Hayiladim. Now the person is awake. They're not inebriated, but and they are interacting with other people, which is generally a positive thing, but they're squandering it through frivolous forms of interaction. And then number four is the person, this is the person who's closest to doing something good. He's awake, he's not inebriated, and he's in the right setting. He's in a, you know, Beit HaKnesset, and he has the opportunity so close to being able to sort of fulfill our human telos in the world, and yet he squanders it at the last minute, you know, by interacting with Am HaEretz. So I think that there's a certain trajectory moving from somebody who's, you know, far gone to somebody who's, you know, very close to being able to be productive here within the context of this Mishnah. And I think that what Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus achieves by putting things in this particular trajectory is really to be able to give us a sense and an impression that, you know, a life of Kedusha is not so easy, right? There's a lot of different ways of missing it. There's missing it completely. There's, you know, being inebriated. There's, you know, being sentient but not, you know, focused. And then there's being in the right place. So what it really stresses for us is how focused a person has to be in a constant way, how vigilant a person has to be in terms of being able to use their time wisely. And this takes us back to the end of the second parak when Rabbi Tarfon, you know, talked about how Yom Katzar, Melacha Meruba, HaPo'alim Atzelim, that, you know, unfortunately, it's part of human nature that we can miss opportunities. And so, once again, we always want to be on guard and in a positive sense to really take advantage and to be have something, you know, to have something very concrete to show for ourselves in this world, as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, as far as mitzvahs are concerned, as far as chassid is concerned, as far as tzarchei tzibur is concerned, ashrei misha balochan v'talmudo lebiyado, b'shash adam yotzim ha'olam in malavino so'el Torah masim tovim bilvad, that a person needs to have something to show for themselves in this world. And Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus is showing us in his own unique trajectory, right, how easy it is for us to squander this precious opportunity of life that we have been given, and if we have our health, then we have so much to account for in terms of that gift every single day.